Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Yes, I just gone 7:47 Central African time. At that time of the morning, maybe join our very own counselor, Ahmed Baruch, on his segment called Straight Talk. Ahmed, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me, how are you doing this fine, a beautiful Sunday morning?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alana salam to all our radio listeners, Shafad. Alhamdulillah, good, beautiful Sunday morning. It's slightly drizzling in Durban. Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed us with another fine day, Shafad.
No, absolutely. If you look at the days, are beautiful, and it's a fine day, lovely rain, a lot of greenery around. Allah's really blessing us up with His ne'mat. Urdu mein kehte hai, kis kis ne'mati apki rabki chutlaoge? And the answer is none. Well, Ahmed, let's look at kafan dafan. What's the latest?
Shafad, alhamdulillah, at the moment, as of Thursday, we were getting 1,500 vehicles coming from all over the show, from all over the other provinces into KZN. And yesterday, there was some tragedy at the beach where there was a heavy tidal wave that has come through. There was about 3 lives were lost and about 17 people were hospitalized at the beach from yesterday. So fortunately, they Muslims or anything, but unfortunately some of the others have lost their lives in that backwash. It was a massive backwash yesterday. So far the morgue and everything at the moment, alhamdulillah, blessed us. There is no major calamities or any troubles that we have to worry about. But people have to take cautious of what is happening around at the moment in terms of things with the electricity, with the water. Just be cautious because there is bacteria in water. There is also the problem at the beaches. So just be guarded. Where are you going and all that?
Yeah, I'm looking at a question on the screen. It says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafat, Ahmed Parak. Really enjoy Straight Talk. It's one of the best shows. Please ask Ahmed if the Kabristans are kept clean and if they are overgrown, can volunteers go and help and clean up the Kabristan? I'd like to get a group of school likeys who are on holiday and go and clean up. How you respond there, Ahmed?
Shabbat, I saw a clip about 2-3 weeks ago, especially in Joburg. They were asking for assistance where they to dig up the grave and to dig up some graves. And I was shocked to see a 12-year-old boy going into the grave and digging up the grave. And in fact, here in Durban, alhamdulillah, previously what I used to do, I used to get Orient old boys involved on a Saturday. And then we give them spade, rakes, wheelbarrow, bin bags, gloves. And they used to come about 30, 40. And in no time, they spend about between 2 and 4. They used to clean up all of the graves at Brook Street and various other cemeteries. So alhamdulillah, people are, especially when it comes to the dafan kafan work and you ask even for money, for especially for burial and all, people do not shy. They take, put their hand in the pocket and always give. So we don't have a problem for us there. But you know what? There's a huge debt in our community today. You know what? Paisa, they don't let somebody else do the work. They don't want to get involved themselves now. That is a sad part. Previously, the old people and, guys like us and all, we get involved. Even now, too, Shafat, if there is a problem in cemetery, although I've stepped down as the chairman of Islamic Burial Council, I'll put on my T-shirt or my overall, I will go and help my guys there and assist them. I've been in for the last 25 years, and I had a major rain that came through, and I made sure I was there, got wet, and when the water was getting into the cover, we made sure we brought sawdust to soak that water out to make sure we'd be able to put that body down in the cover. So, things like that, you have to be delegated, and, people need to get out there and say, it is ours. In the final destiny is going to be the cover. So, you can have the best of the best houses with the aircon. You can have the best mattresses, best of everything. You name it today, you will get it. But the end result is you're going to touch the sand, and that is going to be your resting place. So that's where you need to worry about, and you need to make sure, go on a monthly basis, or every 3 months, just go and get involved with the local burial society. They say, you know what, I've got 15 guys, we will take one section, you know, put it in, make it into a block form, and I'm going to do that section for you, get somebody else to do that. And in no time, Shafat, the things will get done. You know, but the people are just, they're not interested. They say, you know what, get these Malawi workers and all that, give them 200 rand, they will come and clean up. It's not that. You have to get involved yourself. That's where the barca is also, Shafat.
You know, Ahmed, you bring in a very valid point indeed. And I know as a young man, okay, I lost my dad when I was 8 years old. But I had that yaqeen, you know, I must go and clean his grave. And I did that every, you know, Saturday. You know, we're on holiday, but we used to spend most of our time at Universal Chairs with my uncle helping him. But I just walked a road across under the bridge, and I was in Flower Road. But subsequently, my other cousins got with me, and we used to go and clean up cupboards at that time. You know, they go a little higher, clean it up with the spade, and, you know, have a rake and water and so forth. But we had that yaqeen to do that, and we also felt that it was a form of sawab, and Allah is blessing us every moment. That reality of, you know, getting sawab, getting blessed for it, that had dissipated in a lot of young people. Why is that so, Ahmed?
Shafat, I think the parents are not, you know, they involve with too many other things, meaning all the social media. They, you know, when you sit down with the social media, Shafat, you're sitting there for 2-3 hours. And that is, and then you've got television and you've got other things that you've been distracted with. You don't go and you go to the masjid today. You'll see the latecomers today. You'll have like 2-3 rows. In the previous year, we shouldn't have that. Now, you know, that is another alarming sign. In fact, I always told the audience and all that, you know, we need to talk about these things and all. You know, some of these people, they don't want to even talk about it. They're talking about, you know, what happened in the time of Rasulullah. What is happening currently, that's what we have to also speak about. Like what we're saying about Kabristan, you know, you've got to speak about suicide, how to keep the Kabristan clean, how to hold, you know, a lot of people don't know to even hold the janaza, doesn't know how, when they go to the ghusl khana, how to put the water on the deceased. All these things, you know, if you talk about it from the member, you know, I'm saying, in every Jummah, if you got 25 minutes, speak 7 minutes or 5 minutes on current affairs, and then every masjid does that, you know, Shafat, that message goes home, and people will start taking heed of it. That's what I've always believed. And you know what? When I was going, Shafat, for the last 25 years, I used to go on a, you know, for radio station. Every Jummah, I used to go to various masjid and all. People are even telling me, you know, Ahmed Bhai, why are you not coming back there? We want to know, because you used to tell us what is happening in the old age of, what is happening with the, how many suicide you're taking, how many ghusl khanas we have opened, how to do ghusl, how the ghusl classes are being taken place, where is going to be taking place, how many people we got. You know, the ladies, Shafat, whenever we had ghusl classes all over, Shafat, we would have 25 to 30 ladies coming and registering to do ghusl. But tell the guys to come. You'll only have, in a ghusl class, after, you say, after Maghrib to Isha, we'll have a class in various masjid or wherever. You'll only have 5-6 people, or sometimes only 4 people. So this is the people are like not interested in everything. But when the father passed away or mother, Shafat, and how they come at you, like, you know what, you're working for them. You know what, hey, by you, you know, look at my cupboard. Somebody took my father's name out there. But when he was living, you did nothing about it, Shafat.
Yeah, you're hitting it. The nail on the head. Yeah, I tell you, Ahmed, Allah has blessed you. And as you said, you know, the apathy amongst our young people. But, the, you know, there's an anecdote that says the forgetfulness of death is the rust of thy heart. But alhamdulillah, Ahmed, you know, you've done it, and you still have youngsters and volunteers that you are motivating to get into this. But, you know, always, you know, we know death is a reality, that everyone shall taste of death. But all of a sudden, and you know, the last point that you made, I want you to elaborate on that. Why do they show such disrespect to the hearse driver, and sometimes to those, you know, that are handling the affairs, and you know they are under a lot of stress also, but they are cool, calm, and collected. Individuals, people like yourself and those volunteers are part of the organization. Do you all go, is this an inbred thing that you're so cool, calm, and collected, or do you, have a motivational talk amongst yourselves? Talk to us, Ahmed.
Shafat, you know, we, over the years, automatically, we've seen everybody's highlight. We've seen how the temperament fly in, especially among us. And we have seen over the year, you know, when everybody gets heated up, then what happens? No work is going to take place. You're not going to get any decision. So that's why over the years, what we have done is, you know, all our various organization members, they have been through the mud. They know how people behave in some cases. And when you go to a Mayat house, you know, when you go and pick up, then you'll find 3-4 different people from different angles phoning different. And I've seen, you know, in one place, we had 3 hearses coming out for 1 mayat. And you know what? Then we said to ourselves, and, you know, we had a meeting. We said, you know, these people need to be educated. And that's where I went into various masjid and we spoke about it. If you got a mayat in your house, you tell all your cousins, friends, and Shafat Khan knows Salim Qazi from Bayview. Then Muhammad knows Iqbal Bucks from Durban, not Burial. Then another one, Bryce Park will come. I know Ibrahim Randri. Don't worry. Everybody just make the phone call. They're not asking who's the Amir there. Go there first. Make sure the place is sorted out first. Make sure the furniture is moved where you want to have it. Right. Who is in charge? Find out from him. Brother, where you want to bury, number one. Number two, where do you want to have the ghusl? Because ghusl khana in various areas. The burial society guy will tell you, you know, my ghusl khana is Lodge Grove. I'm going to take it Lodge Grove and I will do the ghusl. How many brothers from here are coming with me to assist me? All that has to be found out properly. Don't just pick up the phone. Today is very easy to just pick up. Everybody just want to dial. Before they say Jack Robinson, they're dialing and you get it. And even in our house, burial society come out there and they say, you know what, they saw Ibrahim Randeri's or Bayview's there. They take a U-turn and they go. They saw our house is already there. You know, they don't even find out. And they make a call to Salim or Ibrahim or Iqbal or Sidna Burial. They tell them, you know what, what's going on here? You know, this is the thing that what happened. Instead of having one person call the shots and make all the proper arrangement, everybody say, you know what, this is the person, he's Amir, he will say whatever from here, you need to talk, don't make no calls or anything like that. This is how you're supposed to doing things, Shafat. Shafat, you know, the load sharing, in fact, we've been telling them for the last 6 months, put the army there to guard our power station. Can you believe it? We're on stage 6 with load sharing at the moment. So, you know, this government here, they don't know what they are doing, number one. Now, the second point always brought to our attention, and during the conference yesterday when they had the press media, the press liaison officer Mbete made it very, very clear that it will be, Nasdaq will be like anywhere else. If there's load sharing for certain time, they have made arrangement, they have got generator and everything. But City Power made sure they have all, there was no load sharing for the ANC. Now, how you are going to assist? The people are suffering on the ground, yet they got a 5-day in Daba for the ANC. They can get power and everybody else must suffer. Now, where the playing fields are not level. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a government, not government, ANC, whoever you are, you cannot do what you have done. Now, they have broken the rules of their own ruling from their own constitution. Ramaphosa was speaking from his notes on Friday that he says, everything he's going to do is for the people of South Africa. What is he doing for the people of South Africa? That is a major concern, Shafat. And, you know, yesterday, you know, I said the beach one, the 3 people have died, 17 are in hospital. There's a lot of people are still in hospital, are recovering. So that is an issue that we brought it earlier on. Then the Palestine two brothers, you know, this Palestine, this Israeli, you know, I think the most amount of death that has taken place in Palestine was this year 2022. And then in Belgium, they got that, you know, the uprising for better wages, better living conditions and everything. That is an ongoing thing. I believe that thing is for the last 4 or 5 months, they are still battling to get that the grip of how the union is jumping there at the moment. And then lastly, the Tunisian issue, the government, they're trying to topple and it's a full-blown election at the moment. We don't know what is going to be the outcome there. And, you know, they have learned from the uprising in the Arab Spring. And then that is the dangerous part. And I've always said in this country as well, when you got 60% of the youths are unemployed and you got a guy like my Malema, you need to worry about that. That is a very scary issue that you have to take a huge point on, because otherwise you want to have the same thing, whatever happened in the Middle East, it can come into South Africa.
Yeah, Mother, you know, I was just thinking aloud whilst you're talking that you are in a council here, and when you talk to your colleagues around you, what are some of the political issues that you'll have, especially world politics? Do you talk about world politics, or is it those near you that are still wheeling and dealing, Ahmed?
Shabbat, we talk in general in politics with all our friends and all. You know, the most scariest part at the moment, and if you read this morning's paper too, the Itigwini municipality, I have gone into bed with EFF, and I've always said that in various of our shows that we said that is the reason why they got rid of Mabundla as well, to make sure that they will now get an EFF, will get a seat, because the only hope survival the ANC government will have is when they will bring, like you know, the EFF is the offspring of the ANC. You know, Malema was the chairperson and he was the president of the Youth League, and that's how when he split up and he went and then formed his own party, AFF. They're only interested in all the university colleges and all. They don't get any votes from anywhere else. And you see only their numbers are mainly from not the older generation or anything. It's the youth. And that is a very, very, very dangerous one, Shafat. You need to guard against that. And when they get into bed with the ANC, then you're looking for trouble.
Yeah, and then, you know, a man of your stature, really, you have identified the problem. So what is your party doing in order to garnish your support from perhaps the younger generation, Ahmed?
Shabbat, we have got a fully, you know, we have now, actually, I say, we have got in all 9 provinces, we got top, when I mean real, really top chairperson to control the entire province. And Shafat, you know, blunders like the ANC, EFF and everyone else making is the only 2 parties that have got a very, very outside chance is the Action SA, which will be the second biggest party in the country come 2024. And then the other parties that are really coming up silently is EFF. I mean, not EFF, party, IFP, they are coming very, very, they're coming and they, you know, they're doing all the, they're going out there and doing it silently and they're starting to pick up. And that is where we will be very, very successful. And then we will be able to do a proper coalition with the other smaller parties and then topple the ANC. You need to make sure that the ANC do not get 51+1. And that is the history. They will never get it. Their own people will never ever going to vote for them. But you know, one thing can happen in politics. When you get anyone, they can give them 200 houses and people only see the 200. The rest of the masses will see, no, ANC is going to give us house. Whether in the next 5 years they're going to get houses or not, that is to be seen. People just go and vote for the ANC. But the ANC is doomed now. Their time has come for them. They need to step down now and say, you know what, let somebody go in there and fix South Africa. The only person can fix South Africa, and Herman Mashaba will fix South Africa. He's a businessman. He knows what he's doing. And he, when you talk to him, he talks sense to you. He's got his direction right. He knows what he wants for the people. And that is important, Shafak.
Yeah, looking at a message from Rashid. He says, Assalamu alaikum. Great chat there, Brother Shafaat Awad Ahmad Panak. It's definitely straight talk. I'd like to mention that the students of this country, most of them are in joint mode. They take the money, they take the students' fees, and they blow it up. And it's all in parties, alcohol, and promiscuity. It is this type of young people that we have. And for the future, these are the people that will ruin the country even more. Please, Ahmad, your comments. Ahmad, how do you respond to Rashid?
Shafak, you know, I've said, you know, that's the reason I've made myself very, very clear that, you know, when you get Rashid is 100% right, these are radical. You know, you are radical mindset is always different to a liberal guy who thinks properly before you cross the T dot the I. But a radical guy, he doesn't think, he just do rationally, he just do things. And that is the danger part, what Rashid has brought. And it's a scary part because, you know, the ESF modus operandi is to attack all the universities besides the University of Westville. They have got all the other universities. And the other parties now need to go and educate the students there, the teachers there in universities, and you know that's where you need to break that down, and it will help us. And in fact, we got a very, very good system in put in place that we're saying, you know what, there is a way to do things, and when you listen to how we're going to do things, people are coming in the droves to action, I say, Shafar.
Yes, look at Babu's miss. He says, Assalamu alaikum, Shafaat and Ahmad Parash. I must tell Ahmad that he must keep up the good work and he must speak the truth in front of these rascals who are wasting our taxpayers' money. I want to tell Ahmad that, alhamdulillah, he should be implementing some of the dini programs also amongst the young African brothers and sisters. Is there a way that he can make a plan? I don't mind helping. Ahmad, how do you respond to Babu?
Shafak, when we go, and you know, when a Muslim goes to the township, when you go to Fulweni, you go to Malagasy, you go to all these Mashu, you go to the rural area, and you know something, and I've been all over, I've been Zululand, I've been to most of the places and all, Shafak, and when you go to the places, when you got a beard and you say who you are, and the first thing they say, hey, Sulumando, you know, that alone. You know, when I went to lots of this meeting, you know, when we're doing branches and everything, when we talk to them and when my president, I mean, the chairperson speak, the campaigns manager speak, finish speak to them and all that, and then they introduce me as well as the operations director of Action SA. They say, hey, Kosar, yeah, now we will get things done in this place here. Yusulumando, when he says something, he will get it. And when we tell them that we are going to put a Jojo tank there, Shafak, they can, you know, they can take poison. That Jojo tank is going to come there, and that is the thing. And that's where they want to see. You see, with any community, they want to see what you're doing. You know, I'll give you a small incident that, you know, I've got this NMJ Rescue 786. You know, they told me, hey, Ahmed, how you want to find the money? I said, money is not the criteria. Put it on the road and you see the money will start flowing. And alhamdulillah, Shafak, people are giving us money. They're not giving us, you know, things are tight at the moment where they're supposed to give you 5 grand, they're giving us 2 grand. Where they were supposed to give us 1,000 grand, they're giving 500 grand. Where they were supposed to give 500 grand, they're giving us 100 grand. But the thing is, it's happening. They want to see how it is, like the burial as well. You know, they want to see when you go to Brook Street, when you go to any one of the companies that go to Red Hill, you go to Shell Cross, they want to see how the graveyard is clean, how we're keeping it. Then they say, you know what, that organization, we will support them because they are doing the work, and that's where people want to see, Shafak.
Good point indeed. And, you know, as you make the point, if you're a good Muslim, you know, your name is carried for, and Allah has kept the izzet of the Muslim, mashallah, leadership. If you look at even Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, I mean, non-Muslims calling for him to be the president of the country. He's, you know, giving government alternatives and so forth. And in your case, mashallah, as you go there, and, you know, the respect you earned it through your hard work, Ahmed, and you delivered. I mean, I don't think you ever let them down. And that's why they look forward to having you around. Ahmed, your thoughts?
Shafat, you know what? You know, when the floods came, Shafat, when I was crisscrossing the province, and Shafat, when we went out there, they, you know, other organizations were giving and everything. But when the Muslim were going, they know that now it will be a continuity of what the Muslim will be coming and seeing, because they have come here to assess. And that's when they talk to themselves in Zulu, and if you understand Zulu, and they'll say, you know what, these people are going to come back. You know what, some of them, we went there, you know, some people thought, they, you know, like they, most of them sometimes are like greedy. If you get one hamper, somebody has come. You know, one person said, no. You know what, I come back. He called me in his you know, John Doyle, or you call it informal settlement. When you go there, they say, you know what, see, I've already got two hampers. My three neighbors down the road, they are battling, and somebody have not given to them, give it to them. So, you know, they got this thing here, Arham in them as well. You understand? So they see that, you know, but they said, when you come next time, come and visit us again now. They want you to be there. And this is where you have to be, keep going there. And once they see you frequently there, they see what you're doing for them, you put a jojo for them. The most important thing, give them a jojo and give them a toilet. You know, the plastic toilets, this mobile toilets you get, put that there for them. Shafat, I'm telling you, when I went last year, when I was on the ground, when I went to the settlement here Mayville settlement, there was no toilet and people going into the bushes to relieve themselves. And I got secondhand of these mobile toilets, and we put there, Shafat, you know, up to today. Today at least we got toilets and all that. So this is what we need to do, Shafat.
Now imagine the government doesn't do things that has been voted for. They're enjoying the salaries, you know, they call them the fat cats and so forth. Why do they have this type of attitude? We are just here for the money, and they don't care for the, you know, actually they don't care for their own people, Ahmed.
100%, you hit it right on the head. They don't care two words about it. You know, when they in council, you know how I was heard on Tuesday, when they approved 71 million for performance bonus. If you took that 71 million and you went and said, you know what, we got 540 informal settlements, let's take this money, only do one thing, let's put toilets for them only and put jojo tanks. Those two most important things. But no, they want to give to performance bonus to all the different departments because they perform well. What did they perform? What they did for the community? This is the problem we face with Shafat.
Yeah, good point indeed. And, you know, you look at the performance benefits and so forth. And then I'm looking at another message on the screen here, and it's from Suleiman. He says, Assalamu alaikum. I'm a big fan of Ahmed Parak, Brother Shafat. Also enjoy your programming. Please ask Ahmed what type of army is protecting ESCOM, because they are like more than the heavyweight champions of the world. They are triple deckers. They can't protect anything. How do you respond to Suleiman?
Shafat, you know, we got an army. I don't even think they will be able to go to Lesotho to see. Yes. You know, Lesotho is a small country, and I don't even think they will be able to secure Lesotho if there's a problem in Lesotho. And in fact, our army is ailing. And in fact, you know, they haven't done anything in the last 5 years. If they haven't maintained our roads, our infrastructure in the last 15 years, you think they got the army to maintain? No way. There's nothing. They're just employing people. Our people are just there for the sake of being there. And then nothing is happening, Shafat. You know, now they put them in ESCOM. They're going to put 10 people in various PowerPoints and everything else. It's not going to happen. In fact, they will get paid to even sabotage it more, because those people out there making want to make sure that they get the work to come and service these things and all that. You know, when you got 51% of ESCOM, the system is not working, 2,900 hours, equivalent to 121 hours, 121 days, like a year that the system was not working. What do you do? You mean to say, if you got a business, Shafat, if things are not working, what do? You call your accountants, you call your business production managers, you bring them in, you want to find out. You know what? We are having a problem. We're not seeing money. Things are not happening. But where's our problem? You identify the problem. You mean to say for the last 29 years they couldn't identify the problem? They got the system was given to them in 1994. They knew what they had to do. You mean to say they couldn't do anything like that? No, I don't understand. I can't take that. You know what? I think we've got the wrong people on in our government, Yashwan.
Yeah, and you know, there's a powerful message here, and it's from let's look at that. Yeah, it's from Osman. Osman says, Ahmed Parak, please note that the American army is in this country. They're not here for nothing. They're doing the bidding of Cyril Ramaphosa. When will they kick into action instead of putting his 10-10 South African army or SANDF? Maybe he's putting his American bosses in power position. How do you react to Osman there?
Osman is 100% right. In fact, if you go to Richards Bay, I don't even think you knew, and I brought it in the last couple of weeks on our radio station. They have got a base, like, you know how they got a base in Saudi Arabia, they got in all the Middle East, they got a base. They put a base here in Richards Bay. Now, we ask ourselves, why is that base there for, and what are they doing here in the country? That base is put for a specific reason to protect that all the good coal that is coming here, where the American government have got a stake in it, to make sure that coal is being exported properly. That is the whole idea. So, you know what? In other words, they put a base here to protect their interests. That's what they are doing here, Shafat.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Ahmed. I see those trucks miles and kilometers upon kilometers. Trucks and trucks and trucks. I don't know how many trucks are there. 1,000 trucks from one end to the other end. All picking up coal and going to the harbors. I mean, how many tons of coal going out every day, Ahmed?
And Shafat, that coal that is leaving our country, that is like gold. The best of the best coal is being exported. Now you see that aiding system that we got in ESCOM, the third grade, the rubbish, the kachra, that what we will say, the reject, they're using it. And you mean to say, if you take your vehicle is a diesel vehicle, Shafat, and you put a little bit oil in the diesel, you think, and reduce the price down, you think it's going to work? You're damaging your engine. It's the same thing that they have damaged the system of ESCOM, all the power generating and everything, the whole system. They stuffed it up with the rubbish coal that they have put in there, Shafat.
Yeah, and you know, the point is, Mayday and all this coal, and how much of that coal is going to Germany and maybe other places in Europe? So America takes it, it goes to America. Which ships are transporting? No idea, Ahmed. And, you know,
Shafat, it doesn't go to America. What it does is, the American, our government has went into bed with the American, and what they did is they got a... they have now did a deal with the American companies, international American company, to take all our coal to export it to various countries in the world. So in other words, our coal, somebody else is controlling it. That's what is happening.
So, yeah, the wheeling and dealing already, maybe the deals are done okay from American company. This will go to Germany and this will go to certain other countries and so forth. So this is how they're working and are being captured heavily. Yes, Ahmed, as I noticed, we have 2 minutes to go. Perhaps your parting words this morning.
Shafat, you know what? we with this Indaba or you, this conference that the ANC, you will see that from the looks of it and you read in between the lines, I think Ramaphosa, the Stellenbosch Mafia are behind it and he's going to get the next term. But even if he gets the next term, long as you have the friction between the two parties within the ANC, nothing is going to happen. Now, he is in a catch-22. He doesn't know who to fire because if you fire Shafat Ahmad Khan, then Shafat Ahmad Khan is going to open a can of worms, the back to square one. So they're playing such a way that they do not get into trouble. So they're playing, you know, they're playing, oh, they want to pay somebody off completely, you know, shut your mouth for good. There's it, you take your package and run. You know, these are the things that are going to happen in the next week or so. You'll know what is happening, Shabbat. You know, that's it. But you know what? What we can only do, make dua and carry on there. Don't lose hope. We can get this country right. We all must put our minds together, put our heads together, get our people to vote for the 2024 election. Next year is going to be a tolerant year in terms of campaigning, in terms of getting things done in this country. There's a lot of things will happen in the country too, because they have to show the world that, you know what, something has to happen. So, you know, the things will happen. So wait, let's hope and see what is going to happen. And from there, we take it, inshallah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.